Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. And welcome, everyone. Today, we are going to anchor deeply into the fifth dimension with my guest, who is a doctorate of metaphysics. As we know, we are in the fifth dimension now, and we are physically changing from the physical to these higher realms. And so Shirley Rose is with us today to say that the most powerful thing that we can do is to consciously raise your frequency. This is to the maximum level that our body is able to allow and absorb. Let's welcome Shirley Rose to Quantum Conversations. Welcome, Shirley Rose.
Hello, Lauren. I'm so happy to be here.
We are so excited to meet you. We're sharing everyone with our global audience your beautiful teachings today. You're going to take us on a beautiful journey as we explore the subconscious and ways that the conflict in our lives or triggers are ways that the subconscious is working with us. And you're going to take us in a meditation so we can experience that and how we can shift it and be aware of it. First, though, we want to learn more about you. You had an interesting experience. It's almost like the etheric lightning bolt, the energy that came within your own body that really was an advancement in your awakening. You have pretty much been, I would say, awake all your life. Can you share your story with us on what happened there?
Well, it was a little unusual. I was, at the time, following the Fit for Life diet, which some of you may remember was kind of based on food combining fruit in the morning, carbs and vegetables in the afternoon, and proteins and vegetables in the evening. And I was also doing yoga on a regular basis. And I really had no previous understanding of a lot of the Eastern teachings. I was just kind of doing this on my own for my own purposes. And one day, this incredible opening happened in my body, and it kind of felt like I was in a column of light. And within that light was energy just streaming down through me at a very high intensity, and it lasted day and night for about 3 weeks. So it was a challenge at the time because I was a mother of young children and had many things to do during the day and didn't really have time to focus on this. I had to just kind of go with it. And it made me very curious. So what happened is this channel opened, I became clairaudient, and I was given this perfect channel to the other realms. And I began asking questions and receiving information and downloads and so forth, where I was guided to do many things all over the planet. I traveled all over the world and did energy work, and I did healing work. And I, for quite a while, knew everything that was going to happen in advance of it happening, and many things were going on in my life. So it was quite an abrupt awakening, to say the least.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so what would you think that column of light was? It was, you know, some may say it's Kundalini. Some could say it's the higher self. Looking back at that, what have you determined? Was it your whole central column lighting up?
Well, it was even larger than that. It was like this column all around my body, probably extending out, oh, about arm's length all around my body. You might kind of say where the aura, you know, conveniently stops at some point. And I think there's an Eastern word for it, but I never actually looked it up. I have read some books on masters from the East who talk about similar openings. Yes. And I just honored it and moved forward in my life in a very privileged way.
Really beautiful. And isn't it interesting that it took you 3 weeks, which is about 21 days, for you to integrate that? And then you just followed the heart, right? You just listened. Somehow that opened up a channel within you to listen. And then you went on your sacred tours?
Absolutely. I just kind of followed my guidance, and it's a trust issue. It's almost like when you have a pet and you meet for the first time and you get comfortable getting closer and closer with them. This kind of guidance comes to many, many people, and eventually it comes to everyone. And it's a matter of trusting. And as you're given information and you go and do things, I have a little story that I'll share with you that always came up to me when I came to doubt. I needed to be somewhere and I didn't have the address, and these people weren't answering the phone because it was a holiday. So I'm driving my car and I figure, well, I'll go out to dinner and I'll figure it out. I had to be somewhere that night and I didn't know where. So while I'm driving in my car, I hear this sound in my head that says, turn around and go to this restaurant. So I go to the restaurant, I get seated, and catty corner across from where I'm sitting is a group of people talking about where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked over to them and I said, by the way, could you tell me where the address of this event is? And they did. They were very, very friendly. So there's no way that I could have engineered that in my conscious mind. And I began to realize that there was a point of consciousness that sees from a higher vantage point and can put things together that I can't put together from my vantage point on the ground.
Ah, yes. Otherwise known, the higher self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about our current condition. Here we are in this incredible shift that's going on in our world. Everything is up for renewal. We were just chatting before we started our show about how even on such a personal level, not only are we seeing the collective changing and feeling the need to do things differently, but even to our own businesses and the way that we operate our households, for example, there's this need for shifting and change. What are you seeing with your clients and even yourself?
Well, it's really interesting. I've been focusing on this and thinking about it, and I really wanted to understand it on a deeper level. And I had this really interesting revelation. Science has been saying for a while that matter is made up of both a particle and a wave. And in fact, they kind of do this dance where the particle becomes the wave becomes the particle. They do this little energy dance. And when we were in the third dimension, we were really choosing to focus on that particle aspect of matter because it made us feel confident, made us feel like the world was solid and stable, and it made us feel very comfortable. Now that we're in the fifth dimension, we're beginning to focus more on this wave pattern. And a wave is constantly moving, so there's no way to be feeling stable at all. And it's sort of like when you get off a cruise ship and your body continues to sway with the motion of the boat even though you're not on it anymore. That's kind of how our bodies are feeling. And it's also like when you first learn to ride a bicycle. You get on the bike and you begin to wobble. You feel really unsteady and maybe you fall a few times, but eventually you find your center. You find that point of balance and you begin to ride the bike and you stay in the center. Now, the next time you get on the bike, you don't have to relearn that. Once you've actually found that, you can get on next time, and you're going to get better and better at it. And this is what we're doing right now. We are acclimating to this new wave pattern. We're kind of like a surfer on top of the wave. Every single wave is different, but the surfer has to get up on this little tiny board and balance its body, right? And each wave gives a whole different piece of information. But by practicing being in the moment and by practicing going with the flow of that wave and not resisting it, that surfer is able to stand up and balance its body, even though it doesn't know what's coming and how to deal with it. It's just a practice. And we're doing the exact same thing now. We are in the practice of finding our balance in each moment. And we have been so unstable because the energy around us is moving. And it's not standing still. It's constantly in flux. And eventually, in times to come, we won't want to focus on this particle aspect at all, and we'll be totally in the wave, and eventually we'll lose this whole idea of this physical reality, and we'll go back into this beautiful, pure consciousness that we will become.
So let's talk how we focus on the wave pattern and really what that means, because it is fascinating. It is using our consciousness to create that which we want to bring in. Like you said, the particle is already here. It's already solid. The wave is something different. What would you say people do then to really bring that which they want to manifest on that wave?
Well, one of the things I'd like to point out is what's causing this instability. Because what I find is if I know what's causing something, then I don't feel so unprepared. Because I know what's going on around me, let's say I'm having a day and I'm a little bit off, I might check in and say, oh, it's the full moon. Maybe that's what's influencing the way I'm feeling. And then I don't feel bad about being out of sorts. I feel more informed and I feel more tolerant of my own instability in that moment. And I know from experience it's going to pass. So I know it's not going to be this prolonged thing that's going on. So one of the things that's causing instability is this fluctuation in the Schumann resonance.
Yeah.
And the Schumann resonance was found in 1952 by a scientist named Dr. Schumann. And in about the 1960s, they started to measure this. So the frequency that we've been most stable with has been about 7.83 hertz, and a hertz means one cycle per second. So this has been the sound that people have been chanting Om to for years, and people have been calling the heartbeat of the planet. But what's been happening now is there are these huge spikes going up very high in frequency into the 40-plus measurements in frequencies, and then diving down really low, down into the maybe 0.5 or 1 to 2 hertz levels. So what's that doing to our bodies? Well, this corresponds to our brainwave levels. And so if this frequency dives real low, then we might be in the delta or theta wavelength level. And like delta is between like 1 and 3 hertz, and theta between 3.5 and 8 hertz. And that's where we usually sleep. So haven't you noticed that you're being really sleepy, like all different times of day, and your sleep patterns are changing and you're wondering what is going on? It's because you're being bombarded with these frequencies in the middle of the day, perhaps. And some of these frequencies are lasting for only a moment or two and then going back to their regular levels. And some of these frequencies are lasting for days at a time. And isn't that the instability we're feeling? Now, the converse of that is when these levels spike and they go really high, we get into the gamma ray brainwave level, which is 25 to 100 hertz. And what this is associated with is unity consciousness with source. feeling connected to everything. So we're being bombarded between feeling really, really tired and out of it and catapulting into this magnificent union with all that is. So what this is doing to the earth is it's also changing this permeability between the ionosphere cavity, and it's letting more energy through. And that energy coming from outside, you know, the earth, from the sun and from outer space, is changing our DNA. It's changing our consciousness. So we know all of this is going on, but it's nice to know why. And also the amplitude and intensity and the size of these waves are changing. And what changes these are thunderstorms. And at any given minute, there's about 2,000 thunderstorms all over the planet, which is amazing. And there's about 50 lightning flashes every second. We've sure seen our share in California with the recent fires. And this burst of energy creates a wave, and it begins to circle the Earth, and it's captured between the Earth's surface and the ionosphere, which is about 60 miles up. And some of these waves combine, and they get stronger, and they also increase all of these amazing levels of the Schumann resonance. So one of the things we're observing on the planet is that there are more storms, more thunderstorms, more solar flares. And if 1% of the temperature rises in a tropical temperature, it will result in doubling the size of these waves. And that's something that's happening. So as the time all of these frequencies are getting stronger, the magnetic field of the Earth is decreasing. And over the last 4,000 years, it has lost 50% of its intensity. So you can understand the forces that we're experiencing right now. We're being bombarded with frequencies. Energy is changing. Things that were stable for thousands of years are now unstable and changing in each moment. So think about what's going on around you, and think about how it's affecting your body, and say, look, it only makes sense that I'm experiencing all of this craziness, this chaotic thinking, and this, you know, unstable physical experiences from moment to moment, because these forces are all around me. And knowing that is going to really help you to cope with the idea that this is only momentary. It's going to come back to a level that is comfortable for a few days, and then I'll be out of whack again. But it will give you peace of mind.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. It is the ascension in progress. We are literally moving to the fifth dimension. Some would say that we're already there. What is your viewpoint of that? Is it the 3D is just simply us holding on to that memory of it? What would you explain it as?
I really do think we are in the fifth dimension, and we are in the beginning stages of that. So remember, when you begin everything that's new, it's a little unstable. And all of the indigenous people on the planet and the ancient mystery school teachings have taught us that there are these cycles within cycles. And the Mayans kept calendars to follow these cycles and to see when they matched up or lined up. So one of the things that's happening right now, in addition to all of the other things I just discussed, is that a lot of these cycles on the planet are coming to an end and beginning again all around the same time. So you can imagine, it really wreaks havoc, not just on the planet, but on the entire cosmos. So our moon, you know, revolves around the Earth in about 28 days, and we get to a full moon about every 29.5 days. And we know that the moon is affecting our tides and our weather slightly, and it's affecting the speed of the rotation of the Earth. And it also shields the Earth a little bit from space rocks and meteors, not completely, but a little, with its gravitational pull. The other thing the moon is also doing is it's also affecting our sleep patterns. So a few days before, during, and after the full moon, we have a harder time falling asleep, we have a harder time staying asleep, and we don't get into levels as deeply as we normally do. So this is going to, again, cause us to feel out of sorts. And the sun is also finishing a sun cycle and just about to go into a new solar cycle. We're currently on solar cycle 24, and we're at our solar minimum, which is about an 11-year cycle, which is really more between 8 and 14. Science likes to, you know, make everything look neat and clean. But the thing about nature is it's not neat and clean. It happens in its own time. So we don't really know when the next sun cycle is about to begin. They're telling us it may even begin this month. So the sun goes from extreme magnetic energy activity called like a solar maximum, and it fluctuates at the other extreme to an extreme low magnetic energy called the solar minimum. And this measures like the sunspot activity on the sun. And for over 100 days this year, there has been zero sunspot activity. We are at a 200-year low in our sunspot activity. We are at solar minimum, we think, but the only way we're really going to know is when it starts to pick up again, then we'll know this was the minimum. It could still go lower. So what happens during the minimums? One of the things historically that have happened are pandemics and disease and plagues. Mm. So what's interesting to notice is that things repeat. And this is what the indigenous people and the ancient mystery schools were trying to tell us. If you study these patterns, you're going to notice to be prepared for something that has happened in the past, something similar that during this period of time happened in the past. So it's kind of like, look out for this, pay attention to that. So another thing that's going on in addition to all of this is that our solar system is revolving around our central sun, and for that, for us, that's Alcyon, which is the brightest star in the Pleiades, and that process takes a little over 26,000 years. And right now, guess what? We're coming to the end of that cycle and the beginning of a new revolution around that. And another cycle that's ending is, one of the results of that is that we're in the photon belt now. So we're completely in the photon belt, and the photon belt is going to last for about 2,000 years. And this is a time that they talk of as being of great purification. So what are we seeing? You know, the Earth is purifying herself. Our bodies are purifying ourselves. Our civilization is purifying itself, basically. And that's going to last for a while, and that also causes our DNA to be activated and the magnetic grid of the Earth to receive this influx of energy. And the biggest cycle of all that's also happening is that the revolution around our galactic core, or our greater central sun, which for us is Sirius B, and this is what the Hopi called the blue star, takes 225 million years to have one complete revolution. And guess where we are at the end of that cycle. So, you know, it is no wonder that everything is breaking down, everything is falling apart, and it's going to be rebuilt because the whole solar system is going through this. The whole galaxy is going through this. All levels of consciousness are going through this together, and that's why we're climbing up this ladder of evolution together in this moment. So just, you know, it's pretty hard to put your head around all of this. You know, this is a cycle that happens only once every 225 million years. I mean, we are just lucky to be here for this moment. And that's why they're trying to explain to us why this is such a rare alignment. Now, in addition to that, we're also having all kinds of things happening up in the cosmos astrologically. We're having planetary alignments that are extremely unusual. This year, we had as many as 7 planets in retrograde at the same time. And we've had 6 planets retrograde more than once throughout this year. We've had increased numbers of eclipses. we've had all kinds of things magnified, and rare alignments are happening. So we have to see this big picture, and if we understand how much our frequencies are changing, how much we're being bombarded by all of these different forces from all of these different cycles that are ending and beginning again, we are part of the ebb and flow of that. So the Earth is, they say, going through a birth process, a rebirth process, and our bodies are going through a rebirth process. And what happens when we're birthed? We're kind of pushed through this tiny opening, right, and squished out into a larger reality. And look what's happening in our world. We're being constricted as a society. Everything seems to be just crumbling all around us, right? And we know that from experience, what's coming is this beautiful aspect of enlightenment that will be the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of this birthing process that we have the privilege of seeing and experiencing right now.
We all signed up for it, didn't we? How beautiful. Well, that puts a good perspective on all of it. And so it's really a new earth as we go through this shift. You explained it so well on how much is going on all around us as we make this shift. And we've heard we cannot take the old with us to new earth. And so when you're talking about a great purification and raising your vibration, isn't it interesting that now it brings us to the subconscious mind? And really what we're going to talk about is how the conflict is the subconscious mind communicating with us. So here we are in this great purification. Everyone go easy. I know that people are feeling immense hope and optimism. I mean, after all, we did choose to come here for this shift. And yet, oh my goodness, is there a way to move with the purification to accelerate this process? I know that's a common question, but really, when we talk about raising our vibration, it's really the presence of this immaculate awareness, isn't it?
It's really about the best thing we can do is really flow with the change. Now, you know, a lot of people are feeling overwhelmed and they're kind of going down into despair and sadness. And that's one path that we can take. But we have a choice and we can really rise up on the crest of these waves and really consciously stay balanced, just like we did on that bicycle, staying in the middle the whole time. So the most powerful thing we can do right now is to raise our conscious frequency to the highest level our bodies can absorb safely, easily, and effortlessly. Now, we never, ever want to push it. We never want to force our bodies to take in more energy than they can safely, because you can hurt your nervous system by doing that. So in this case, more is not better. What's best is what you can absorb safely in this moment. And that's going to change from moment to moment. Remember, our frequency is rising by the moment, by the day, by the hour. Mm-hmm. And so what I'd love to do with you guys right now is take you through meditation where we collectively move our vibration of frequency consciously to the highest point that's safe for our body in this moment. Mm-hmm. And really take advantage of these amazing openings that the end of these cycles are providing. Because remember, when these cycles end and then begin again, it's like the veil is very thin. And that's the moment that we can raise to the greatest degree in consciousness. So if we focus our energy on that opening, we can take these huge leaps and bounds together. So I am going to start you on this, and if you'd like to join in, just say in your mind, I would like to join in on this meditation now. And I'm going to start you with a little breathing pattern. We're going to take three deep breaths. I'll count you through it. we'll take three, we'll inhale through our nose for the count of five. We'll hold the breath in for the count of five. We'll exhale through the mouth for the count of five, and we'll hold the breath out of the lungs for the count of five. And what this kind of breathing does, it takes you very quickly into the subconscious mind. So let's begin. Close your eyes. Sit in a comfortable position, arms and legs uncrossed. If you're lying down, that's perfect. If you're sitting in a chair, that's perfect too. And we begin. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Last time. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Now just breathe gently and easily and comfortably. And we will be speaking in the first person to absorb these energies to the highest degree. I am vibrating at the highest frequency my body can absorb safely, easily, and effortlessly now. I am vibrating at the frequency of perfect health now. I am vibrating at the frequency of my ideal weight now. I am vibrating at the frequency of harmony with my family now. I am vibrating at the frequency of relationships that uplift me now. I am vibrating at the frequency of my divine work that raises the frequency of planet Earth now. I am now absorbing all of the energy and vibrating at the highest that the Earth can vibrate. Now, I am now imagining the new earth. I am vibrating at the frequency of the fifth dimension now. I am vibrating at the frequency of the galactic consciousness now. I am vibrating at the frequency of consciously remembering my multi-dimensional selves now. I am vibrating at the frequency of communion with Source now. I am vibrating at the frequency of divine love now. I am vibrating at the frequency of the new earth now. I see people blossoming like flowers and growing exponentially. I see them reaching their goals and finding their true loves. I see respect and kindness everywhere. I feel appreciation and gratitude for all things. People everywhere are appreciating themselves and those around them. People are telling each other how much they love them. People are hugging and feeling loved. I see our governments caring about all its citizens. I see politicians wanting to help the largest number of people possible. I see cooperation between all governments. I see all differences and squabbles melting away. I see our world working together. I see a global consciousness that treats the Earth as the precious being that she is. I see clean rivers and lakes, oceans and streams. I see clean and nutritious food on everyone's table. I see consciousness in nutrition as the norm. I see people feeling strong and energized. I feel contentment in all things and see the people around me content with their lives. I feel competition melting away. we only need to be the best that we can be in each moment. I see communities popping up everywhere to support the elderly and orphans. I see people lending a hand to each other and giving of their time and energy. I see people feeling needed and wanted at every age. I see the homeless coming into safe communities to assist each other with their daily needs, forming friendships and living meaningful lives. I see addiction as a thing of the past. There is understanding and self-love that replaces the need to medicate. I see mental illness as a thing of the past. I see brain chemistry aligning with our electrical systems in ways that activate our higher self, giving each person the guidance they need in each moment. I see beautiful landscapes everywhere, flowers and trees filled with animals of every kind, living in harmony with nature. I see jails disappearing as each person is now in alignment with the highest way to behave in each moment. I see self-love and deserving being so strong in each of us. I see a world filled with wonder and joy for every man, woman, and child. Picturing the best that we can imagine draws these things closer to us, and the more we think about our ideal world, the closer it gets and the sooner we can experience it. I'm ready to live in a world where satisfaction, contentment, and compassion are the norm. Are you ready to join me? Each thought we have changes all levels of consciousness. And so I'm going to slowly begin to bring you back into your surroundings with your eyes still closed. I'll count you back from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8. Begin to come back in the space that you are experiencing. Be aware of the room around you. 7, 6, 5. Feel the chair or surface you are lying on under your body. Begin to come back into your body. 4, 3, wiggle your fingers and toes. When I say the number 1, you will bring all parts of yourself back into your body completely, and you will gently open your eyes. 2, 1, open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed, as if you've had a nice long nap.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a step closer to new earth as we really envisioned right alongside you that which was called out. We envision that world. That is why each of us came to really live that world. Thank you, Shirley Rose. That was powerful.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And what that meditation just did is it reprogrammed our subconscious mind to believe that that is already. Because the subconscious mind believes everything that you tell it. And that's why feeding your subconscious with healthy, uplifting thoughts is such an important thing, because it believes everything that it hears. So a little more about the subconscious mind. I just also want to remind you to allow this meditation to sink in. It's going to keep affecting you for the next few weeks, and you want to drink plenty of water. And when you feel tired, let yourself sleep, because that's how your body integrates all these new frequencies. So continue to be gentle with yourself.
Yes.
But back to the subconscious, one of the things and the way it works is that before the age of 7, we spend a lot of time in our subconscious mind. And around age 7, this separation occurs, and we move more into our conscious mind. And really for the rest of our life, our subconscious mind is trying to find ways to communicate with our conscious mind. So basically, everything that we see outside of ourselves, the people, the conversations, the experiences that we're having, is our subconscious trying to communicate with our conscious mind. Now, this can be, you know, an unpleasant experience sometimes. And the reason that is because we're not listening. We're not paying attention. If we are aware and receptive and open to receiving the messages that our subconscious mind is trying to relate to us through our experience of life, those things that are right in front of us on our daily lives, then things go much more smoothly. But if we close ourselves off, or while we're having this negative experience, we put this wall up and we essentially shut down and we stop hearing and we stop seeing and we go into this protected space, we don't absorb what's trying to be communicated. So right now with these increased frequencies and forces, a lot of the very bottom, deepest part of the subconscious mind is coming up to be cleared, and it's causing a great deal of trauma. We can see that as a civilization, but we're also experiencing that in our individual lives. It's like all our worst fears, all our greatest nightmares are coming to the surface. And of course, it's those things that we put off for the longest, for the very last. This is it, the very last. So the things that are coming up are really, really uncomfortable. And what I believe is that when we have a traumatic experience, the distance in time from the moment the experience happens to the time that we get the lesson that it's come to learn us, it stays in our body and it causes a breakdown and it causes problems in our body until we get that aha revelation. So if, let's say, it only takes a day or so before you had this experience and all of a sudden the next day you go, oh, I get it now, I understand why that happened, maybe you just stub your toe. And that stubbing of your toe is your subconscious mind saying, pay attention to what happened yesterday. And if you get it, then that's all that happens. But let's say it takes a week. Maybe you twist your ankle. Or what if it takes months? Maybe you break a leg. And what if it takes years? Maybe you develop a disease. The thing is, the subconscious mind is never, ever going to give up. It's going to keep giving you louder and more forceful and more unpleasant messages until you learn the lesson. So that is both the good and the bad news.
Yes, okay, so this was beautiful. As we are working with that subconscious mind and being very aware of our life, it comes to a point where it's going to be easy to choose, right? That's why we've been told for a while now to really declutter our homes, to simplify, to really be able to go in the flow. So how do you balance all that with the day? You know, when you say you're tired, I know there's reports of brain fog coming in as well. And it really is just knowing how to read those energies outside of everything that we've been trained.
So the important thing is to know that there's another way to handle our experiences. You know, instead of sticking our head in the sand and trying to avoid the situations, which we have for many years in some cases, the harder ones especially, there is a process that I call integration, which trains you to learn your lessons in the moment they are happening. And that means there's no time lag between these traumatic experiences and these moments of revelation. And I teach you this in my book, Integration, Heal Past Trauma and Prevent Future Trauma. And the book goes on to teach you not only that, but to eventually guide you back to communicating directly with your subconscious mind and listening to the warnings, listening to the guidance, even when it seems uncomfortable to do, even when it guides you to do things like I was once guided to go to the Yucatan, and weeks before there was this monstrous hurricane and all of the whole country was shutting down. Everybody were canceling their reservations, and I was on a small tour of 9 people with my university at the time, and we went ahead and we had the whole of Chichen Itza to ourselves, for example. 9 people in Chichen Itza, can you imagine? And the trip was just magical. It was one blessing after another. But if we had gotten into our fear, even though it didn't make sense to go at that time because everybody around us was expressing their fear and saying, are you crazy? Why would you go now, right? But we were listening to our guidance and we decided to go with it. We were led to incredible experiences. So that, again, is part of the trust that I talked about earlier, developing with your inner voice and creating this mastery of listening and acting. Have you ever heard something and then you didn't do it, and then like a couple of weeks later you go, oh, darn, if I had just done what popped into my mind, I could have avoided this whole situation. And I think I can raise my hand on that too, for sure. And it always makes me angry at myself when I don't listen. You know, oh, I don't feel like doing that. It's too hard. I'm not going to do it at this time. Whatever the excuse comes in, I realize that it's going to cause more problems. So I may as well just follow the guidance. And so as you develop these skills, you're going to feel much more comfortable with them, and you'll see they will become more second nature to you, and you will begin to let go of some of that fear and anxiety as the strange things you may be asked to do. You know, some people hate to do public speaking, but if you're guided to be a leader, that's something we need to get over, right? So many people are being called now to come forward and share their knowledge. And I just encourage you, if that's you out there and you're just feeling really uncomfortable with that, just open yourself up to say, look, I'll just do it one time. I'll see how it feels. And then you'll do it again the next time. It will get a little bit easier.
Very good advice there. Yes, in all things that we do, you know, there's the resistance that might come in, or because it is so different, doing things differently. But I love that concept, just to do it once differently, and we'll get better at it. Well, your book, Integration, Integration, Heal Past Trauma and Prevent Future Trauma, is in a PDF, and it's included in your package. Share a little bit about the other beautiful meditations in that package. They really are multidimensional, and they help work on all of what we're talking about today, including anti-aging.
Yes, yes. So one of the consequences of what's happening right now in our world is that aging is disappearing. First of all, aging was never natural. That's just a mass consciousness belief that people have taken on. It's like you look outside and you see someone who is getting older, in your opinion, because their hair is turning gray, they're becoming more feeble, and they're getting weaker. Well, that's not natural at all. The reason people are going through those experiences is because the pollution of our food and our water and our pesticides and the poisons that are being bombarded on our bodies, that is in no way natural. Our body was completely designed to rehabilitate and heal itself of everything. So I have one of my things in the package is a presentation called The Truth About Aging, where we go into a great deal about this and talk about how the oldest planet on the body is 7 years old, because every single cell in your body regenerates every 7 years. And in fact, most cells in your body regenerate in 1 year. So the oldest body on this planet is 7 years old, and I would...
That's a good perspective, yeah.
Well, that makes you realize that nobody has ever died of old age. People have died of these other things, but certainly not because their bodies ran out. And in that presentation, there is a meditation to balance your masculine and feminine body, your active and receptive energy, to get your kundalini activated and to burn up all the negativity around this idea of aging. You know, years ago, maybe even just 10 years ago, it was very unusual for people to live to be 100. But now, have you noticed that more and more people are living to be 100 and beyond?
104, and someone looked really good at 104. Yes, and more. Hasn't science actually revealed, that the body can actually live to 120?
Well, that's what we've always been, you know, believed. But I'll tell you, we can live way beyond.
More.
And it's
Moses, yes,
the three
Moses.
Miles. Do you remember when there was a time on the planet that nobody could run faster than
right
1 mile in 3 minutes? It was considered biologically impossible. And then one person did it. And remember what happened? Like, immediately people all over the planet started running the mile in less than 3 minutes. It was like almost instantaneous. It was like something had clicked in our brains that said, oh my God, that wasn't true after all. And this is exactly mm-hmm. what's happening with aging. As we see more people become over 100 years old, that's
yeah.
becoming a goal. I have friends who tell me, I intend to live to be 100 years old. And I say, I believe you absolutely will. So another part of this package is a pineal gland activation. And, of course, this is something that is mandatory for all spiritual growth. This particular tape is 100% meditation for 30 minutes. It guides you through opening all the systems in your body, activating the pineal, which then reactivates the growth hormone, which reactivates the regulating of the hormones, which reactivates the reversal of aging. So you see how this all works together. So that's another great, powerful tape I'm offering you today. The next one is called Waking to Cosmic Consciousness. And we're all becoming one with the source of all that is. And this is what we were talking about when I said we're getting into that gamma ray brainwave level. And these portals of opportunity are right here for us to travel from one dimension into the other and to contact many beings on many, many different levels. And we collectively are becoming this new species of being. I mean, people are talking about this everywhere. We are changing on so many levels. And the meditation at this particular talk is talking about going beyond the chaos to bring in these new energies, to be that eye of the tornado, to stand in that still point. And this is a good one, this Waking to Cosmic Consciousness, to listen to when you are feeling particularly chaotic. It will bring you back into your center and really just show you that you can just watch all that chaos roll around you, not get involved in it, and just let it ride by and not affect you at all. The next thing I have is talking with angels. And now the word angels might work for you, or maybe the word guides may work better for you, or another word that actually fits your belief system a little bit better. But this particular talk was called Talking with Angels, and it's about what level, or you might call what dimension, to go to ask for specific help from specific non-physical beings to get the kind of help you want. And it takes you through that process so that you can really get in touch with what needs to be done and have it accomplished at the easiest and most effective level. In the four lower bodies, our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, we ask for help, right? But when we get into the higher levels of consciousness beyond our four bodies, then we imagine it is already done, and then it is. Very similarly to the meditation we just did, we match our vibration to the thing that we want, and then our outer world attracts those things of that same vibration. That's what we've done with this meditation today, too. It actually attracts the experiences to you that are now at this higher frequency level. So those experiences that were of a lower level of consciousness don't show up in your world anymore because you're not vibrating at that level. So that's what meditation is about on that one. And then I have opening your mind to the coming wave. Well, the wave is here. It's no longer coming. It's right upon us. And this talks about five initiations, letting go of separation, interdimensional travel, and becoming a part of this ocean of consciousness. And the meditation is about this merging with all consciousness. So this is really about what I was talking about, riding this crest of the wave and not being pulled down under and really going into that turmoil, but really rising above it so that you can be as comfortable as possible. Nobody's going to be 100% comfortable because there's so much change going on, but this really will help you through the process of discomfort. And finally, I have a last presentation called Taking Us to New Heights. And so this is about letting go of all those preconceptions of the physical world and allowing yourself to explore possibilities of working with these new energies now. And as everything around us is dissolving, projecting this positive outcome into our consciousness, allowing us to give and receive in equal measure, and transforming competition to assistance, where we're all helping each other and we're not trying to get above someone. We're trying to do what's best for everyone. And the meditation is about releasing the physical and really embracing the light body. So this package really encompasses a full transformation from physical through emotional, mental, and into the spiritual.
And it is so beautiful, too. It really is new earth as we can build with a positive outcome in consciousness to really see that, to really bring that forward. I love that. I love riding the crest of this wave as well. And when you were talking about the upper bodies and the way it works there is that it's simply imagining it and it is done and it is that vibration. These really are, because of the work that is done in the transformation, this is actually activating our DNA as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we are all going from those two strands back to our natural 12 strands of DNA, and they have been in the process of being activated and continue to be even enlivened at higher vibrations and frequencies. And all of this change is so beautiful. It's such a wonderful opportunity, and I hope that everybody begins to shift their perspective to see it for the beautiful opportunity it is. You know, when something collapses, you know, they always say when one door closes, another one opens. And what is through that open door? Something marvelous.
Yes.
It's generally of a much higher vibration. It's generally of a much higher octave. We're actually stepping into that higher octave of energy now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So beautiful. We can really see all the opportunities. I hope everyone can see that. And meditations like this and steering our consciousness in this way that you work with people with your meditations and your book, this does allow us to see those opportunities because everything that was built from that old paradigm is totally up for change as it collapses only to be rebuilt from a humane perspective, right? I mean, isn't that beautiful that we're seeing that on levels out in the collective, on our prisons, to the homeless, people experiencing homelessness. There's new solutions. I've actually started to see some of these solutions popping up in my letters to the editor. In the past, before this pandemic, it would be pretty easy to get a letter to the editor in the newspaper in my hometown. It would take just about a day or so. And now, good luck, you cannot get a letter to the editor. That's the good news, as more people are speaking what they know to be right. We're seeing a lot more people voicing their concern and what feels right as we heal and really purify from this denser energy. So that's good, right? What would you say about this shift as we're going through? Well, just keeping the eye on the prize, keeping the eye on the prize.
Well, you know, you mentioned the homeless, and one of the things I did and conceived many, many years ago is a nonprofit that I just recently started called Abe's House Corporation, and it's abeshousecorporation.org, and it is a process where I want to acquire land, have housing on it, and give these places to the homeless with no obligation of payment of any kind, and making sure that they are doing a little bit of their own planting and creating community, of creating their own food sources, you know, energy sources that are natural and clean, and bringing in help and volunteers to help them set up their communities. And I see these communities popping up all over. In the civilization that we live in, no one should be hungry. No one should be homeless.
No one should be without a bed.
Sick. Nobody yes. should be, you know, struggling financially. Mm-hmm. We are moving beyond a monetary system. We've known this for a while. So don't be afraid if we're moving back to cooperation, as I said in this meditation, where, remember years ago, a whole community would come together to raise the barn in the Midwest, and it wasn't something that anybody paid for. You'd have a little potluck afternoon and everybody would chip in. This is what we're moving back into, is this exchange of energy. If somebody is in need, we do what they need. If we need something, we are given assistance. That's the natural order of energy exchange. That's the natural order
yes.
of commerce. Money is really not a natural form of commerce. And so what I see is that we're returning to this, and the internet has become a big part of this. So one of the things I'm seeing is the internet has become this greater global community where we are now coming together and doing what I'm talking about. We are helping each other. We do
yes.
have, if somebody is in need, they can put a little program together where you can donate money for us.
Crowdfunding, yes.
Crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. And if they have a project that needs to be done, we can all contribute our nickels and dimes, and they add up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a huge
yeah.
impact. So this is already beginning to surface, this
yeah.
way of exchanging energy, helping each other, and obliterating, you know, all of the lack on this planet. There are many programs that are now going into third world countries and bringing healthy, clean water and so forth. So that's where we're heading.
That is beautiful. And, you know, when we talk about helping each other, your meditation and your package is helping transform competition. It really is advancing in our evolution and sharing our wisdom. And what I want to share very interestingly here is that, you know, even I come from the media world, and as a journalist in the media, that competition was pretty much inbred. And everything about New Earth Media and Acoustic House Quantum Conversations, New Earth One, is all about transcending that. And we're starting to even see, I've reached out to some of my colleagues who 5 years ago or beyond I would have seen as competition, but I've really been working on that, because we are here to share our resources. When we're talking about no lack, competition comes from our notion that there's not enough, and that we have to maybe hoard our resources and information, keep it to ourselves. And now we're starting to see even that come together in new collaborations. And you're right, the internet is a part of that. I've heard some say the internet is the fifth dimension.
Well, I think the fifth dimension is a mindset, and it is the mindset of the collective, and the outer expression of that inner knowing could be
yes.
the internet, you see. So that's another way, where we were talking about the subconscious mind projecting what we're thinking inside out. We're all thinking globally. We all want to be connected with people on the other side of the earth. And how did we create that? Through the internet.
Yep, in an instantaneous manner. And we know from experience in our, you know, event gatherings that when we gather together, we're from all around the world. And yet we each play a role in our space on the world. It's as if we're acupuncture needles in our earth, exactly where we're supposed to be, and the internet brings us together. That is like a true homecoming. It really is cool. So this has been a beautiful conversation. We are moving into a new world. This is so inspiring to keep our eye on the prize, our focus on raising our frequency to match that what we want to become. As we wrap up our show, I would love to have you share more about the program that you mentioned here with the angels and what levels we're working at in those realms. Can you share a little bit more about that? Because that's fascinating. You did mention the four lower bodies and then the upper bodies, and this activates our nervous system and more.
Right. As we get into these upper bodies, we're really moving into other dimensions. So we are now in the fifth dimension. So we are already past the third and past the fourth dimension. We are already into another dimension, and the fifth dimension is one beyond the first four, right? So we are moving more and more into this understanding that we picture what is. And what we did with our meditation today is we took on the vibrational frequency. We started to vibrate at the level of the thing we wanted. And what happens when we do that? Everything that vibrates at that particular frequency is going to be magnetized to us, just like a magnet. It's going to stick like glue. It's going to come to us effortlessly. We don't have to go out into the world to get it. We don't have to do steps X, Y, and Z, although we will be guided what to do and who to speak to. It will be an effortless process. Once we coordinate this listening to the subconscious and taking its advice, it is now guiding us to those levels. So when we go into the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth dimension, we are experiencing something very different in each one. And we always had access to this level of knowledge. Every sentient being, which includes a blade of grass, it includes a subatomic particle, has all the knowledge of all creation to access. No person is unique at all in this process. We were gifted with the ability to have all knowledge in every moment, all day long. We just began to believe in ideas like there is an expert in this field, or you need a degree to do that, or the outer world was telling you you couldn't do it, and you weren't able to because you believed that. Now we know for sure that that was never true. We always had direct access all the way to Source, from the moment, even before we were conceived, in our lives between lives, we have always been fully conscious. And it is this remembering. And as we talked about getting on the bike and getting comfortable, finding that center balance, as we practice going into these other levels of consciousness one by one, higher and higher levels, all you have to do is go there. Imagine it. This whole idea of the particle and wave came to me because I was focusing on the idea that I wanted to understand what was going on around us at a deeper level. And this idea just jumped into my head from nowhere. I've never read it. I've never seen it. I've never heard it from anybody else. But because I had the desire to understand on a deeper level, it just came to me. And that will happen for everything you want to know. Allow your curiosity to just be free. And wherever your curiosity takes you, that is the level of consciousness you will go to. It is not cumbersome. There are no a zillion exercises and processes you need to go through. You only have to imagine it, want it, and be there.
Shirley Rose, you are a beautiful spiritual teacher. We are so glad that you shared with us your beautiful teachings. It is exquisite, and it brings such hope. And I am just so grateful that you shared this. And here we are talking about taking on the vibrational frequency. The vibrational frequency. There's something that you did in the meditation for us, and it was a statement of being there with the, let's just say, weight loss, for example. We did so much more important things as well, but let's take that one because that's one that's pretty popular with folks. How do we be this vibration of weight loss? That is very interesting. And can we use crystals? How would we use crystals to amplify it, or is it not necessary? So kind of a two-pointed question.
Okay, well, what we said in the meditation was, I am vibrating with the frequency of my ideal weight, not what the magazine's going to tell you, mm-hmm. not what society's going to tell you, but what your body wants, the resonating level of your own body's need and perfection. It will lead you there effortlessly. After this meditation, what will happen is you'll go, you know what, I just don't feel like ice cream today. Maybe I'll have a smoothie instead. Oh, that sounds good.
Yes.
You know, and it won't be because somebody told you to do it. It won't be because you feel like you're on some kind of diet. It's not because somebody hit you over the head and said, the way you are is not perfection, right? It's going to be because your body, your subconscious mind, has been given a piece of information, and it's now going to do everything in its power to lead you to that place. So the important thing is to remember, whatever you're guided to do is going to be perfect for you. If that means eating meat, eat meat. If that means eating vegetables, eat vegetables. If that means eating fruit, eat fruit. You know, I believe I have gone through every diet in creation and some very extreme cleanses and fasts through the course of my entire life. And I will tell you that your body goes through changes at every age. It is not stationary. I think that this whole idea that you should be the same weight you were when you were, you know, 16 years old is maybe not correct, right? Because our bodies do change. We do fill out a little bit as we get into the upper ages, and that's perfect. We don't have to be, you know, size zero. Not everybody is intended to be size zero. And first of all, it's not even healthy for everybody. If you're a very tiny person and you have a very tiny frame, that may be appropriate for you. But if you're 6 feet tall, I mean, you know, that's a whole nother situation. Your body is going to have a different set point. So the important thing is, we have just done that. We have said to the subconscious, I am now vibrating at the vibrational frequency of my ideal weight now. And so the subconscious mind must now give us that vibration in our outer world and bring it to us. And maybe we'll change some habits, but it won't be because we have to. We'll just start craving those things.
So when you say that to the subconscious mind, you took us through a breathing exercise to really get us there. Do you have to repeat it, to remind it?
It's up to you. It's up to you. You know, if you believe that it only takes one time, guess what? What did Dale Carnegie say? If you believe it, it's so. If you don't believe it, it's also so. And what is science saying? If you look at an experiment and you expect it to fail, guess what? It's probably going to fail. And if you look at an experiment and you expect it to succeed, guess what? It's probably going to succeed. In other words, our consciousness changes our reality. And we know that. It's just practice and trust. If we believe that it only takes one time to hear something, and we move toward that point of vigilance, then that will be our truth. Remember, it's practice and trust. It's just like befriending a favorite pet. You know, maybe it sits across the room from you when you first get it, and then slowly it gets closer and closer, and eventually it just snuggles up all over you, right, hugging you and kissing you. that's how the subconscious mind is with us. We, you know, originally we distrusted a little bit. What? You want me to do what? You want me to go where? You know, I mean, these things are perhaps putting us in discomfort. But as I said, the more that we do it, the better we get. I will say for sure, the subconscious mind will never tell you to hurt yourself or anybody else. So if you're having negative thoughts about hurting someone else or hurting yourself, this is not your higher guidance. This is probably to do with the fact that you're chemically out of balance, you're hungry, you're tired, you're cranky. For me, what I learned about my body is when I have negative thoughts, it's because I'm hungry. So for me, negative thoughts.
Angry.
Yeah, I get hungry and cranky, you know, and my mind starts to have these negative thoughts. And I go, oh, yeah. Shirley, notice what's happening. You're having negative thoughts. What do you need to do? Oh, I need to go in the kitchen and have something to eat now. And then I eat, and like 45 seconds later, that nutrition enters my body and my thoughts change.
Yes. You know, that's just something to really pay attention to. We, you know, I talk with many people and we tend to work sometimes just so hard that we forget that part to taking care of ourselves and then wonder why we could be in a bad mood. That's really it. That's really it. So, all right. So the subconscious mind is really, it's an aspect of the higher self.
Yes.
Yes. So we can tell and work with that. Well, I love what we did today. Envisioning for New Earth, really, really powerful. For envisioning our worldly government leaders in a just way. I know the whole world wants peace. I know the whole world wants peace. And so when we see a world of harmony and peace, really, we hold that because we're working, as you said, in those upper bodies, and we truly are bringing that to us. And so this is why we thank everyone for listening in and joining in conversations like this, because we really are doing some magnificent work. And we just say, keep on going. Keep it up. Thank you, everyone. I want to thank you, Shirley Rose. You're really an incredible teacher. Again, you've been at this for decades, and you assist so many. This really assists people in that integration of the subconscious, this connection with the higher self, and to purify. And your meditations and teachings there are such a great way for people to get back to that wholeness, that integration within themselves, and to vibrate exactly in the way that you've been sharing with us today, really, which are the way the masters of the Far East knew as well. And you've experienced that with us, and we just thank you so much for that.
Oh, I'm so grateful and honored to have been here, and I just honor your platform, Lauren. It's a beautiful thing that you've created here.
Well, thank you, Shirley Rose. You are a beautiful spiritual teacher. Your special offer is available on the link on this webpage, and we invite those to check it out and see how this resonates with you. If you find this beneficial, she is a beautiful guide for you with some beautiful meditations. Shirley Rose, your voice is beautiful. You've even had a radio show in the past.
I did.
Well, thank you for all of your work. We're going to have you back on the show, maybe even offer some teachings with you as well. Stay tuned, everyone. This is the beautiful Shirley Rose. Shirley, as we say goodbye, I just greet you and say namaste.
Namaste to you and all the listeners out there.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone for being here and for sharing your bright light. We thank you for holding your vision of New Earth. It's going to be beautiful as we see it come about. Hang on with this change and ride the wave. We're riding the crest of the wave. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Again, the special offer for Shirley Rose is available on this webpage. So now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic heart. Enjoy. Quantum Conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the Cosmic Heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all Quantum Conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com. Namaste.